All right, so we're talking about Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen goes on the Today Show today to make some announcement that he's got the HIV. Which, by the way, had already been sort of sneaking out, right?
Yeah,
and he tried to get ahead. And apparently for years, he has been hiding this secret. Which he should have just come out with it in 2011. People go, oh, of course you do. But he was like, you know, he wanted to continue to work and continue to have sex with people and do all the things that if you're Charlie Sheen, you want to do.
Sure.
So now there are the what are the legal ramifications of this? Only our friend Mike Monaco can help us with this, and he stands by on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
How are you, hon? Everything's good. It's a big problem for Charlie.
It's not going to be good. All right, here we go. Now let me just start with this. Here's Matt Lauer asking about the possibility of lawsuits.
Do you expect a lot of lawsuits to be leveled in your direction?
I mean, I would be predicting the future and assuming the worst. I can only imagine based on what I've already experienced, what's already come down the pike, and I've been forced to deal with. I'm sure that's next. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's in some ways that's the least of it.
Yes. Right. Well, hold on. What about, could it get worse?
What about criminal charges in 35 states? If you are someone who is HIV positive and you have sex with someone else without divulging it,
right,
you can be charged with a crime.
But if you, this I completely understand and I completely respect that. But having divulged it is the reason I'm in the mess that I'm in with having all this, all the shakedowns, you know. I can't sit here and protect against all of that or completely worry about it. I can only sit here with you and tell my truth. And
now there have been a number of that's according to him is truth. Now there have been a number of women who have come out today, scores it has been described
scores,
as
yeah.
scores
More
of women who have come out, and it's sort of it's almost Cosby-esque the avalanche of women coming forward to go, whoa, he did not tell me.
He didn't tell me either. Another person went on Howard Stern this morning, Bree Olson, and said the same thing. Well, I was with him for over a year, never told me, and, you know.
Well, here is Bree Olson on Howard Stern.
Does he owe you a phone call today, to say, Bree, I'm sorry?
I don't want it.
If he called up, he said, hey, this is Charlie. Look, Bree.
I would say, F*** you, is what I would say, and hang up the phone.
Already did.
Yeah.
All right, so, Mike, what...
If he tells the woman that he's with whom he's having sex that he has HIV, that is a defense criminally. So the point is, did he or didn't he tell them? And if a bunch of women are all saying he didn't tell them, and if there's other circumstantial evidence that he paid people not to tell, then he's got a problem.
So,
in both in Illinois and in California, it's a crime that gets you about 8 years in jail. Now, in neither state are these cases often brought.
But won't they in this case because of the celebrity nature of it?
Well, that's exactly right. Because of the celebrity nature of it, it's more likely that they're going to try to charge it.
And so far, we haven't heard from women who have come forward to say, hey, I got it from him. Most of the women, like Bree Olson, are saying, I'm clean. I don't have HIV. I've just been going to my doctor, and I didn't get it. I didn't get infected. But it might, maybe if there was someone who transmitted it by having sex with him.
That would be an aggravating circumstance that would be more likely to lead to a criminal charge. You're exactly right.
Well, you have to prove that it was his infection, though, because the problem there is that there have been, he likes porn stars and he likes hookers. And the problem is that there have been outbreaks, especially in Southern California, of HIV in the adult movie industry. And that's been a big problem. And they've tried to, you know, close it down and enforce condom use and all that rest of that stuff. And you know, people are bristling in that industry against it because it's bigger than ever because of the internet. You don't have to, you know, they shoot hundreds of movies a day in Southern California, hundreds of movies. So these women who, you know, are these couples that that you know claim to be amateurs and all that are actually all professionals that are doing this. And so it's like a totally, you know, it's a rampant situation.
Ro, that's an area that you know a lot more about than I do.
See?
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
go with that.
Go.
Yeah, of course. Because mm-hmm. yes. You know why? Because I am a journalist, sir.
You are.
I must seek my truth.
On the pulse of modern American culture.
Yeah.
Here's
exactly.
Something.
I'll tell you. Wait a second, Ro. You mean those girls are not amateurs?
They look like
I know.
It.
Wrestling is not real?
What?
Yeah, all right. Okay, but
anyway,
so back to this. So if they charge him, they'd have to prove that. I mean, yeah. If he actually infected, they'd prove he infected somebody. That would be a blockbuster, right? They would, does that even? I believe that at one point wasn't there talk about charging people with attempted murder in a situation like that?
Oh yeah. There was a guy who got 25 years in jail not long ago. It was reduced eventually, but 25 years in jail for doing that. So it's in California.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal, and we'll see. It'll be very interesting. I have friends in California. I'm hoping he calls them.
hoping they were never involved with them is a better hope with Charlie. Gosh.
Yeah. You don't want anybody to get the call from Charlie. Hey.
If you need a lawyer, though, why not? You know?
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, you just wonder, too. It's like if here's a man who is admitted to drug abuse and alcohol abuse every abuse imaginable. I don't know how it's possible that he told everybody if he's in these kinds of altered states. And then you have this woman who comes forward and said, I found the meds because he asked me to go get after having sex with them, asked me to go get his HIV meds. I was shocked. Like, I didn't know until he told me to get his HIV meds that he had it.
Yikes.
Legally, doesn't he have this problem, though, that he was paying women off to not tell.
Circumstantial evidence that he wasn't telling other people.
Right.
For sure.
But, okay, so go back to that. But it is circumstantial that his intention was not to tell people, to not let people know that he was HIV positive, and then he could make the argument for professional purposes, not personal.
Yeah, or but either way, no matter what it's for, if he's keeping it secret, that would lead to a potential prosecution.
Mike,
either way,
Mike, is this the kind of thing where all the women could come together and form some kind of suit together, or do these things have to happen?
Unlikely.
No.
Unlikely, unless Gloria Allred gets them.
Ooh, right. Great point. That could happen.
She is
She's
the great
next.
Yeah. Aggregator of the aggrieved is what she is.
And you can see all the porn stars in their like perfect little church dresses.
This is a story right up your alley, Ro.
Mm.
Right up your alley.
What?
What's he saying
what is,
there?
I don't know. What are you saying?
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
What is Mike alleging here?
Perfect for you. What a great story.
Yeah. All right.
Unbelievable.
Mike, your phone's breaking up.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mike.
I don't know what he's doing.
I have something that'll really get you mad, though, other than what Mike just said. Lady Gaga, Piers Morgan, countless celebrities, Greg Louganis, all standing up to say how brave it is that Charlie Sheen has come forward. Charlie Sheen, brave Charlie, I'm sorry, trending on Twitter at some point today.
All right.
I knew they'd get you angry.
Oh, my God. No. No. He, first of all, he's not brave at all. He's coming out because it was about to come out. He's been paying women for half a decade not to tell his secret so he can have sex with other people. And then, in the meantime, he's brave because he's gone on the Today Show to try to stop because he's out of dough. He's paid tens of millions of dollars, which he squandered all the rest of it in other places. I mean, this is the highest paid guy. He should be worth about $200 million now. Mm-hmm. And God knows what he's down to. And he's coming forward. He told Matt Lauer this morning specifically he's coming forward because he's got to stop these stories and he's got to come out and he's got to stop paying these women. So he stops paying them today and doing this. And he's brave. After years of lying about this? I don't think so. Lady Gaga, what? Now, Piers Morgan will say anything. So it's very brave. Shut up. Nice replacement for Larry King, who probably also, Charlie Sheen.
He actually, I think he has. He's one of those celebrities I think has tweeted out some support for him, too. Al Roker, very supportive
today.
Oh,
my God. Mm-hmm. Larry King. And Larry, and I don't know if Larry King has, but Larry King, would, if he did the interview, would be like, Charlie Sheen, now, why did you leave Two and a Half Men? It would be like, you know, some inane, stupid thing. Well, I mean, Roker is supporting him because
yeah,
Al Roker was
on
the set with him today, and the Today Show got the exclusive, and so they're still kissing his keister, which, by the way, is a dangerous act at the moment.
Don't get too close. Don't want to get more upset. Do not go on Twitter and check out the hashtag Brave Charlie.
Oh my God! Don't even say that.
It'll be very upsetting for you.
Oh! I didn't understand it. When Charlie Sheen was a folk hero for getting into this crazy anti-Semitic rant, nutty when he was leaving Two and a Half Men, and he went on that tirade and then on a tour. I didn't understand any of that. And people were lionizing him as though he were some kind of an American hero fighting back against the man. He was a drunk. He was a drug addict. He was HIV positive and a womanizer and undoubtedly not telling people what was going on. And now we're making him a hero again for standing on the Today Show trying to save his last penny so he doesn't have to pay women who are trying to sue him. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
An opportunity for people all over the world to learn about modern HIV prevention, treatments, and emotional intelligence as it relates to the stigma of the virus is what Lady Gaga tweeted or put on Instagram. I apologize.
Oh, 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 oh,